From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Robert Smith. Coming up in this corner, fighting for Barack Obama, it's Oprah Winfrey.
And in this corner, battling for Hillary Clinton, it's Magic Johnson.
Let's get ready to rumble with celebrity endorsers in a few minutes.
But first to another political battle, the one waged by Senator Larry Craig. Craig pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor for disorderly conduct. He was arrested in a Minneapolis airport bathroom earlier this summer during an investigation into lewd behavior. 4 days ago, Craig made this announcement.
Therefore, it is with sadness and deep regret that I announce that it is my intent to resign from the Senate effective September 30th.
Notice that word, intent. No promises were made, and today his spokesman says the senator may not step down after all. We're joined now by Erica Bolstead. She's been covering the Craig case in Washington, D.C. for the Idaho Statesman newspaper. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, Erica, over the weekend, it seemed pretty certain that Larry Craig's political career was over. Now, maybe not. Why the sudden U-turn?
I think you're right. Almost everyone thought that Saturday that announcement was a pretty final one. Republican leaders, everyone thought that was final. And it looks as though, to Larry Craig, it never really was a final decision.
Last week, all sorts of folks told Craig it was really just time to call it quits, but he did receive some support from fellow Republican Senator Arlen Specter, who told him, don't give up. Do you think that now Larry Craig actually stands any chance of being able to stay in the Senate?
I think it's going to be very difficult. I think he's really alienated a lot of people with this announcement, first that he is resigning, and then to sort of fall back on a parsing of words, essentially.
But he's hired to help him out with all of this, a crisis management team. Can you tell me a little bit about who he's got on his side now?
Yeah, this is a pretty high-end team. He's got Billy Martin and Stan Brand, and these are both attorneys who've done quite a bit of work in Washington in terms of fighting either ethics charges or, in the case of Billy Martin, he has handled some pretty high-profile cases for athletes, professional athletes.
And looking back to that announcement that he made over the weekend, do you think he purposefully said my intent as a way to kind of give himself an out to do what he may be doing now?
Oh, I think there's no question that that was very deliberate. And we know that now because of a voicemail tape that was leaked to roll call. And that tape, it outlines exactly what his intent was with the particular statement he used in his announcement on Saturday.
And you mentioned it went to roll call, the newspaper, and it came from someone who actually accidentally got the call, right? He wasn't supposed to get it.
Right. Yeah, it was offered to the Idaho Statesman, but the person who was offering it to us apparently wanted to be paid for it, and we don't practice checkbook journalism, so we didn't take it. And roll call, by the way, did not pay for it either.
Erica, you're in Washington, D.C., but I'm curious if you've heard at all about how folks back in Idaho are reacting to this news that he may not resign after all.
You know, initially, people in Idaho were probably a little bit disturbed and bothered by what they saw as kind of bigfooting over their Idaho senator by some of the top Republican officials in the country. But then this is, to a lot of folks, is going to be a little bit confusing to have somebody saying, well, what he actually means by the word intend is, I think, going to be a little bit perplexing to people in Idaho.
And how does this affect possible replacements for the senator if they're not sure now if he's in or if he's out?
That's the big question today. Nobody really knows exactly where that's going. And even the governor, Governor Butch Otter, last night, he had no idea that this was Senator Craig's intention either.
Erica Bolstead has been covering the twists and turns of the Larry Craig case in Washington. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.